Whether you're taking your bike to work, off-roading, or taking Sunday rides in the park, cycling has its risks. In Los Angeles, a city traditionally traversed by the automobile, officials have struggled to find ways to make the road friendlier to pedal-powered transit. Hit-and-run crashes kill and maim dozens of Los Angeles cyclists every year. KPCC's Kevin Ferguson attended a bike ride last weekend that aims to address that issue.
It's a cool Sunday morning in LA's Griffith Park, just across the street from the zoo. Cyclists cross the finish line for a charity event called Finish the Ride. There are food trucks, live music, a silent auction, but most of the crowd is focused on one rider, Damian Kevitt, the guest of honor and organizer.
It was very nerve-wracking, that the very beginning moments, and then at a certain point it all fell together and we were on the ride and we're rolling, and it was beyond exhilarating. It was just awesome.
Damian's 37. He wears his helmet, of course, a red shirt, bike shorts, and just below his right knee, a prosthesis. Damian lost his leg last February. It was a Sunday pretty much like this one, less than a mile from where I spoke with him. He and his wife had just gotten groceries and were biking around Griffith Park before lunch. There was a huge backup of cars. One of them, a light-colored minivan, swerved into the opposing traffic lane to get ahead. The van collided with Damian.
The actual impact itself wasn't that bad. I mean, I saw him a split second beforehand and tried to get out of the way, but I ended up on the hood of his car briefly. He definitely saw me. There was no way he didn't see me. He stopped at that point just enough that I slid down into the front, right in front of him, and he took off.
Damian was pinned under the car. He told me he could hear his ribs cracking, that the crash left his ankle flayed. And then he blacked out. The minivan took off. And even though the accident was in broad daylight, none of the onlookers got a license plate number. Damian spent 4 months in the hospital. The driver hasn't been caught. Talk to enough people that finish the ride, and you'll inevitably hear similar stories. Like Don Ward, who lives in nearby Los Feliz.
In 2009, I was riding near Echo Park Lake, and I was signaling to get over to the left turn lane to get up to Sunset, and I'm looking back, and I see this car speeding and swervy. I panicked and tried to steer to the right and bail, but I didn't even have a chance. I mean, I got wiped out, thrown. I was just lucky enough to have landed with my head facing the left side where the car driver drove around me and managed to get 6 out of the 7 numbers. The guy took off, of course.
Hit-and-run crashes have been called an epidemic lately. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, between 2009 and 2011, deaths from all types of hit-and-run accidents went up 13% nationwide. The Los Angeles Police Department says 20,000 hit-and-run crashes are reported each year, and it's estimated that about 80% of those go unsolved. If a driver flees the scene of the crash, not only are they unlikely to get caught, but the punishment is usually pretty lenient. The driver who hit Don Ward in 2009 was eventually tracked down. He did 30 days community service and paid just a $500 fine. California State Assemblyman Mike Gatto wants to change that.
They're not treated as seriously as other crimes. If you're driving under the influence, for example, and you're caught, there's always a license suspension as part of it. The current bill I have going through the legislature would say that any time a motorist is involved in a hit-and-run accident and flees the scene, and there's a human being involved, it could be on a bicycle, it could be a pedestrian, or it could be the occupant of another vehicle, that motorist who hits and run is going to lose his or her license for a minimum of 6 months.
Cycling advocates say it's more than just a sentencing issue, though, that historically car-centric cities like Los Angeles need a change in mindset. Eric Bruins works for the LA County Bicycle Coalition.
Well, I mean, I think the main thing is that the streets aren't designed for us, and so it feels like we're not welcome there. And so, you know, drivers get this sense that cyclist in front of me doesn't belong there or isn't supposed to be there, and they do just crazy things. They honk, they swerve, they yell, they throw things.
The city has responded by building bike paths and trying to make the streets more friendly for cyclists. Damian Kevitt says he'll keep doing as many events like Finish the Ride as he can. The goal, he says, is to create a safer city for pedestrians, bicycles, and cars too. He doesn't want to vilify drivers who hit and run. In fact, he says he isn't angry at the driver who hit him.
I pity him. You know, if you think about it, okay, I have bounced back and am leading a relatively normal life. I'm missing a leg. I spent months and months in the hospital recovering, so I lost months of my life. But I'm able to bounce back and move forward. This guy, unless he comes forward, he'll never be able to close on that particular incident. That's got to be probably more painful than what I have to go through.
Kevitt says the next finish the ride is in the works. But if you want to see him up and at it again, he's training to run the Los Angeles Marathon next March. For Only a Game, I'm Kevin Ferguson.
To view Kevin Ferguson's Finish the Ride photos, please visit onlyagame.org.